I left with my hatred, resentment, and the clothes on my back. This time, for good. In the largest city close by, I could be found dead broke, drinking myself into oblivion on Skid Row. At first, a day labor job provided for rent and food, but before long, all the money had to go for booze. I found a mission where someone in need could sleep and eat free, but the bugs were so bad, the food so terrible, and people were such thieves, I decided that it was easier to just sleep outside and that I really didn't need to eat so often. So I found that hobo jungles, parked cars, and abandoned houses made nice places for my bottle, my resentments, and me. No one dared to bother me. I was utterly bewildered at where life had taken me. Other hobos I met taught me the safest way to hop on a moving freight train and how to protect myself. They told me who were the easiest people to get a handout from and how to scam them. My biggest problem at that time was to find a way to get enough to drink to keep the reality of my life at bay. I was consumed by hate. For the next 6 years, I went from Skid Row to Skid Row. One boxcar headed in any direction was as good as another. I had no place to go. One thing about it, I never got lost because I never cared where I was. I crossed the United States 3 times with no plan, no reason, not eating half the time. I hung out with other misfits like myself. Someone would say they were hiring in Florida or New York or Wyoming, and off we'd go. But by the time we would finally get there, they would say they were not hiring anymore. That was all right, because we didn't want to work anyway.